Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's kick things off with something super interesting. It's a great story from the Wall Street Journal. If you can find a meteorite over the size of 1 kilogram, the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum will hand over $25,000 for one. Yes, I know. There are people who are willing to do just that full time. They're called meteorite hunters. Okay, it's not easy. Take Roberto Vargas from Connecticut. He got an alert that a meteorite exploded over Junction City, Georgia. He just booked a flight, went straight there within hours. He made it. He got a rental car, went to the parking lot where the meteorite crashed. He found a piece. Some of it sold for $100 a gram. Oh my gosh, $100 a gram. So much so that he quit his job as a full-time therapist. So if you're looking for something unusual to do, you can become a meteorite hunter. Who knew? All right. Speaking of, if you know a scientist, here's a good question to stump them. Speaking of meteorites, how come meteorites always land in the middle of a crater? How come? They'll look at you like going, what planet did you come from? And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm America's digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again. And sit back, enjoy the ride, because you're about to get more tech smarts, because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a new listener, welcome. Glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. Happy to see your smiling face. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And you can get us as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free over at commando.com. Just hit that big old yellow button that says Commando Community. And a special shout-out goes to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving over 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Space Force, and the Coast Guard in 175 different countries. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too shy to come on a big-time radio show and podcast, I get that. I still want to hear from you. At commando.com, just hit the link in the upper right-hand corner that says email Kim. Every single day, I go to at least 30 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on everything digital. And here are the top five things you need to know right now. We're going to start with iOS 17, set to roll out this fall. And it's loaded with some pretty impressive features. And I'll tell you, I'm loving it. One of the features that sticks out is a real-time voicemail feature. Okay, it's like an old-school answering machine. Do you remember that? Where you would listen to your voicemails as they're being recorded and then decide whether or not you wanted to pick up the call? Yeah, that's happening right now on iOS 17. Some other cool stuff, when you don't have a cell signal, you can now download offline maps and still get to your destination in Apple Maps. I know what you're saying. Google has had this since 2015. Sometimes it takes Apple a while to catch up. You can also now leave voicemails in FaceTime. They're going to show up directly in your call history. But here's the catch. iOS 17 will only be compatible with iPhones starting from the XS model and up. That means those of you with an iPhone 8 to an iPhone 10, I hate to break it with you, but you're only going to be getting security updates from here on out. So my advice, sell that phone sooner than later. Your iPhone 8 and 10 will lose about 50% of the value when iOS 17 hits big time in September. So if you can, sell it now. And speaking of phones, let's move on to number two. Samsung Galaxy Unpacked just went down in Seoul, South Korea. And all this new tech will drop in August. Flip phones are in. The Galaxy Z Flip 5, that's their clamshell-style flip phone, got a big upgrade over last year's. The 3.4-inch screen on the front row looks a lot like the Razr Plus from Motorola. Now, you can use it to scroll through widgets, reply to messages, get a sneak peek of a pic you're taking. I had $1,000, though, it's pretty pricey. Foldable phones were big. The Galaxy Z Fold 5 opens up like a book. There's not too much difference here from its predecessor, but it does have a narrower exterior screen. It is, they say, 30% brighter inside and has a slimmed-down stylus. Okay, foldable phones, I just don't think that they're here right now for prime time. And this one, wow, $1,800. Now, they also have the Galaxy Enhance X app. Okay, this is kind of cool. You can use it to enhance old photos and correct distorted photos, which kind of works like the Google photo scan, But anyway, that's all I really saw that was interesting at the whole Galaxy Unpacked event in Seoul, South Korea. No, I did not go to Seoul, South Korea. I just watched it online like everybody else. Number three, look for out for some new emojis. What's your favorite emoji? I'll tell you the one that I've been using a lot is the emoji for the superhero and also the salute. Just love the salute emoji. So some good news for emoji lovers. Over 118 new emojis are expected to roll out. Emojipedia. Yeah, there is such a place. They say that they're the absolute authority on emojis. Get ready for some new emojis like the mythical phoenix, a wild brown mushroom. Okay, not sure when I'd use that. A broken chain, a lime wedge. Okay, that could be useful on Margarita Mondays. Also, gender-neutral family emojis, some silhouettes and some other things are going to be popping out. All right, moving on to number four. It's about time. Yeah, last week, over 345,000 children's cups from Cupkin sold on Amazon were recalled because they contain, dangerous amounts of lead. Wow. Every single day, I just seem to spot a new recall online for these big-name companies. But what about the small companies? A lot of what we buy on Amazon aren't from the big-name sellers, right? Often these products are just coming straight from China, from companies no one's ever heard of. So Amazon has a brand new feature that I want to tell you about. If you go to Amazon and then look under your account, under your orders, you're going to see a new page that's called Your Recalls and Product Safety Alerts. Okay, you ought to check that. Once again, it's under your orders called Your Recalls and Product Safety Alerts. Here you're going to see a lot of details about recalls for any of the products that you purchased on Amazon. And also, they're going to tell you about how to get a refund or how to return the items. And once again, that's under Amazon, under your orders. And finally, this coming in at number five. So this way, you know what's happening online and you are on trend. You are on the mark. Have you ever seen someone that you know personally on social media who looks like they're just living like this luxe life, even though their job doesn't scream like big spender? They're sipping on champagne, rocking this Instagram-worthy decor, just living their best life. And you're like, how the heck are they managing all this? Okay. The secret, by the way, is not credit card debt. It's a new lifestyle trend. It's making waves. It's called bougie broke. Essentially, it's all about creating this illusion that you're living a glamorous life. When in reality, you're just finding these savvy online hacks. Like, for example, I posted this in one of our newsletters. Did you know that you can take a milk bottle, and if you hold it a certain way, it almost appears as if you're sitting on a private jet? Yes. So bougie broke, it has gained a lot of traction when TikToker Josh Jacobs posted a video asking, have you ever been broke, but no one believes you're broke because you don't look like you're broke? And he goes on to explain the concept of being broke, and you're a bougie broke. So how are all these TikTokers and Instagrammers and everybody else managing to make their lives appear so rich? Tricks of the trade, like I said, the milk bottle, okay? Peel and stick wallpaper to spruce up their rentals. Serving champagne really cold, even if it's from a carton. Get this, they're actually food dyeing eggs, orange, to make them appear fresher in pictures. Oh my gosh, yes. People are actually doing this. Maybe they ought to go out and get a job and make more money so that this way they could actually have real money and they wouldn't be bougie broke. Just a thought. Benjamin in Ohio, you're up first.
Well, my wife and I, we've been kind of at a loss here lately. We've been hacked, we believe, and we've been having a lot of trouble here in our home network keeping it all together. We've been either wrapped or overlaid. New phones that we seem to buy seem to already have the same perpetrators in them. I've bought many routers. We've done everything we could to try to get them out of our systems, and they have found some way to completely overlay my BA account. They've overlaid the apps for my banking accounts, and we're at a loss. I don't know how to get them out now.
So give me just a few examples of what's been going on.
Well, for a small example, I have a bank account with MoneyLion. I had my VA benefits transferred over there to a direct deposit. I got notices from MoneyLion, the app, that I needed to sign up for direct deposit in order to qualify for the benefits. So I went to MoneyLion, and as I was there, they said that my card was deactivated. I call Money Lion and reactivate my card, and they said it was never deactivated in the first place. So I say, okay, just for safety's sake, let's reactivate it or send me a new card. They would send me a new card, and I would re-download the whole app, update everything, and when I'd do it, it'd go right back to saying that I did never set up my direct deposit through the VA Veterans Association.
Okay.
That's just a small little thing. Like, it started with Samsung of America as well. They started sending me things about arbitration agreements and disagreements and settlements through arbitration agreements with them and business agreements on a business that I had just started up. I never even talked to them about it. And when I started getting these things, I started getting notices that they were willing to sponsor me and all sorts of other things, but I was never receiving any more letters after those. They'd come to me and then they'd quit, and I'd be blocked out of that Samsung account. I couldn't get in. I haven't been able to access it for a year.
So sometimes, I'm not saying this is the case, Benjamin, sometimes when this is happening is that it's normally somebody who's close to you, somebody who is maybe being a prankster, somebody who's trying to make your life difficult. Do you think there's anybody?
In my family, maybe, but I can't really point the fingers in that direction because they've been doing this for so long that they've even claimed to be my dead mom. That hurts.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's evil.
It's evil.
So knowing that it may be somebody who's close to you, somebody who is sick among themselves,
yeah.
Right?
I've asked the family police, like where I live in the area, the county police, to help me out. And they just seem like they're overwhelmed with the idea of even what I'm saying to them. Like it couldn't be done.
Well, they are. You know what, Benjamin? They are. They're overwhelmed because of so many people that this type of situation is happening to, that they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. You know, so let me just go through some things. And next time you reset everything, I want you to keep the password to yourself.
Okay.
Don't share it with anybody in the house. Don't share it with anybody who comes over. Okay. Because you said, you know, you reset some routers, but I'm sure that, you know, you changed network names and passwords and then all this comes because it's somebody who's probably close to you who has access to all of your devices. So when we talk about buying new devices, I know that it starts adding up because you have to buy a new router and you have to do, you know, make sure that you have a solid password on that router. Again, Benjamin, only you know. That's it. Okay?
And with my wife,
only you know the password to the router.
She just finished this cancer that she had. She had esophageal cancer. And after that had finished, I'd got my pacemaker installed. And after all that had happened, we are on disability now, and it just seemed like they started targeting our disability or us for something along the lines, you know, like the, I don't know what it was. It was something like they really...
You know what? You're going to sit there all day, Benjamin, and banging your head against the wall trying to figure out why people are evil.
Methods of a madman,
and,
right?
Yeah, okay. So let's not even go down that rabbit hole. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to get a life back. And the only way that you're going to do that is by you protecting yourself, number one, your wife, your kids. And you need to be that person that controls the entire network. So if somebody says, I need to get this on the network, you say, you know what? You need to bring that to me. Okay.
Yeah,
I will put it on the network. Okay. I will permission a MAC address. So on your router, every device has a MAC address. You only put those devices on that router that you know that are there. You're not giving anybody any free willy anymore with any type of password because that's just not conductive for anything. So you're going to buy some new devices. You're going to reset the devices. I want you to do a factory reset on all your computers, your phones, your game consoles. It's drastic, but we need you to do that. You want to back up any important data offline, like an external hard drive or into the cloud. Now, when you're setting up your network, we want to make sure that you use WPA3. Change the default logon credentials, your router settings, because all of that stuff is on the internet. Okay? You want to update everything. Do two-factor authentication. And really, you need to monitor your accounts, okay? Which you know, on your financial, your personal accounts, any unusual activity. I have on all my accounts, if somebody charges over a certain amount and if somebody accesses an account, that I get an automatic text. Now, you mentioned law enforcement. You might want to reach out to them again. But I don't know. You said you had a suspect. This is sounding to me like somebody around you is trying to screw with you and drive you crazy. Okay, they're succeeding, but we're not going to let them do it anymore. So, again, you're going to control your own network and your own destiny. From now on out, Benjamin, anybody wants to put something on that network, you need to do it yourself. We're going to send you a list of everything that I just mentioned so you can walk through this all step by step. And if you need any help afterwards, I'm just right here for you. I'm going to bet $100. $100. It's somebody in his house or somebody who goes to his house or somebody knows him. Ugh, so annoying. All right, how do you remove the background of a photo fast? Okay, you have photo bombers. Well, thankfully, you can now get rid of them in under 5 seconds. Now, if you own an iPhone or an iPad with the latest iOS, there's a built-in tool that removes objects in the background. Just open an image, then tap and hold the part that you want to keep. In this case, it's you. You just want to keep you, right? So the eraser will automatically separate that image from your background. So bye-bye, photo bombers. Sweet. Next up, Google Photos. You can easily remove an object from your photos using the magic eraser. Just click on that object and poof, it's gone. It's in the Tools menu in the Google Photos Android or iOS app. But if you're not using a Google Pixel phone, oh, I know, it's a bummer. You have to have a Google One subscription. And speaking of photos, with iOS 17, you can now pull somebody out of a picture and then create a GIF or a GIF, however you want to say it, and then send that to somebody. Super fun. I did that to my son Ian the other day.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
All right, now we're going to dive into a really busy Reddit community called Am I the A-Hole? It's this energetic cyber nook where people bear their deepest, darkest secrets and they unfold life's captivating instances, all while seeking an answer to who's really to blame. So what's really fun is that the crowd steps in, they cast their votes and perspectives until the ultimate conclusion arises and they say, am I or am I not an A-Hole? So once a week, I deliver a fresh post for your consideration from this busy Reddit forum, and then the judgment falls on your shoulders. Are they or are they not? But wait, there's more, because we always have a special guest contestant ready to take on the challenge and compete for the grand prize of a much coveted Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And joining us this week is Steve in Redding, California. Hello there, Steve.
Hi, Ms. Komando. How are you doing?
I'm great. So here's the deal. I'm going to read you this post off the internet from the forum, Am I the A-Hole? And then it's up to you to decide at the end, are they or are they not? Okay, you ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so here's how it goes. So I took a roofer to court about 6 years ago who left my roofing job halfway done, and I won the case. But he hasn't paid me a dime of the almost $4,000 judgment. And I've come to find out that he did the same thing to numerous people, and they took him to court, and they won as well. Well, today on the Nextdoor app, I saw him posting and asking people to support a GoFundMe where he's asking for $7,000 to get his dog ACL surgery. Well, here's what I did. I simply put up a post with a not a chance and a screenshot of one of the many pages of public information of court cases that the people have filed against him. He deleted my post, so I posted it again. And now he took it all down, I'm assuming, out of embarrassment to have all of that in view of his neighbors. So I guess I'm wondering, am I the A-hole or not for putting this post when he's asking for a GoFundMe for his dog's surgery? So what do you think, Steve?
I think the person should let it go. and just deal with the court system.
So you're saying that they should not have posted it?
Correct.
And why is that?
They just need to let it go and just focus on what they need to focus on to get what they need done, done. So if they have a court, settlement, they need to just focus on getting a court settlement and stop, you know, being vengeful to someone. I know it's annoying, but.
Okay. Well, let's see what the internet decided in this forum. Oh, sorry, Steve, you're wrong. The internet has decided that they are not a-hole, because they were saying that, you know, why not do the court of public embarrassment and shame him? And maybe the $7,000 wasn't even for a dog surgery. How do we even know? So, well, you didn't win the fanny pack, but I know you have a question for me, so how can I help out?
Well, you know, I have a daughter starting college, but she's 14, and we are looking for...
Wait, I'm sorry. Your daughter is 14? Wait, back up. Your daughter's 14 and she's starting college? Wow,
well,
that's amazing.
College class. Just a college class.
Okay.
She has a goal of graduating high school and college at the same time. And so I have other children as well who are interested in, or younger, but are interested in doing college classes as well. And we're trying to figure out a good program to help... protect them. Like, I know, you know, back in the day there was stuff like Net Nanny and stuff like that. I wasn't sure what nowadays what we would use or not use. A coworker suggested I set up different accounts for each one on the computer and using the Windows program itself to
set Microsoft
up
Family Safety.
Yeah.
Microsoft Family Safety is actually pretty good, and it's included with Windows. And what it does allow you to do is to set up different profiles for each of the kids, and then they have different content filters and time settings. You can set age limits for the content. You can limit what websites they can visit. And then what's also nice is that you get weekly reports of their activities. So, you know, if you're just trying to control just the Windows PC, then I'd say, yeah, Microsoft Family Safety is a pretty darn good tool. Now, you mentioned NetNanny. I don't really think that NetNanny has been keeping up with everything that's been going on, because it doesn't really, in my opinion, cover the, I guess you'd say, the apps and maybe some games and if the kids have any type of phones. Do the kids have phones?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you know what? And good for you. You are doing fabulously to have a 14-year-old not hooked on a device yet. But if when that time comes, is that, for example, on an iPhone, they really do have some pretty decent parental controls. But I just want to plant a bug in your ear right now, is that there's a program called Custodio, and it does both online activity monitoring. It does screen time management. You can set time limits for specific apps, specific games. It also has strong content filtering tools. And then it can also track your kid's location, and there's an SOS button, all kinds of great things like that. But I'd say I think you're pretty good on the right path right now. And what you want to do is just, you know, set up that Microsoft Family Safety. And then when the time comes, phones, you know what I'm talking about, just look at Custodio. And Steve, thank you for your call today. Hey, just a quick reminder, we do have the Commando Kids contract. Just head over to commando.com/contract. It kind of goes out the rules of the road with your kids, what they can and cannot do. And it also covers stuff that may be uncomfortable for you to speak to with them directly. And this way you have a document you can refer to. I'm talking about sexting and sharing passwords. Again, it's totally free at commando.com/contract. All right, let's talk about the low-tech way that people are hacking into stolen cell phones. Okay, this is really happening throughout the country. I want you to pay attention, especially if you're going out, because I don't want you to unlock your phone with a passcode in front of strangers. Criminals are taking advantage of folks having a few drinks going out in the town. They sit next to you. They befriend you. They tell you how beautiful and handsome you are. And they're just waiting for you to tap your code to open your phone. Say, send me a text so I have your phone number. And then, bam, they just steal that phone right from your hands. I mean, think about this. A good phone is worth at least $1,000. And once they have your PIN code, your bank account is toast. What's worse, the thief can lock your iPhone using your code. So even if you have a GPS tracker on it like Find My, you can't get in. You can't request help from Apple. You're just out of luck. So number one, when you're out in public, shield your PIN number. And if you really, really need to open your phone in front of anybody, use Face ID. Next, don't use an easy PIN. No 4 digits. It needs to be nice and long. And finally, if you don't want to use Face ID, use a passcode with both numbers and letters if you can. So be really, really careful when you're out and about. All right, Tasha in Michigan.
Well, I have a we have a dog sled touring business up here in the North Woods. And
Nice.
As I realized I had one question for you, led me to a whole bunch, but we'll stick to the one question. So our guests, before they come to us, we like to learn a little bit about our guests and have them fill out a waiver. And I was wondering if there is an online service that they could do a digital waiver. Everything's been on paper for the last 20 years that we've used, and I know there's probably something out there that would help us out.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of ways you can do this with waivers. There are some websites that will facilitate this, where you put the waiver up, and then you can put the link in an email. You could put the link on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So this way is part of your instructions. So this way you're not, you know, emailing the waiver and then waiting for it to get back, or they show up without the signed waiver, because I'm sure that happens, okay?
Right.
And then you have to give them the paper and the pen, and you're like, we just want to get the dog sled tour under control, okay? I mean, let's get it going.
Exactly.
And so a really simple way to do this is to maybe use – well, there's a couple of ways. Like, they actually have services that specialize in waivers, like Waiver Forever. And they also have a mobile app. So while you're sitting there and you realize and it's 20 degrees below that John didn't sign his waiver, you can pull out your phone and say, here, I need you to sign the waiver right now.
Okay.
And they can also embed waivers on your website so that this way everybody can sign it in advance. Now, if you don't want to go that route, $1,500 waivers, you know, they charge probably anywhere between $20 and $40 a month. I don't know how many waivers that would include, but I know that's kind of a base price. Now, if you wanted to do it yourself, there's Google Forms, and you could create a waiver. You could create a custom questionnaire, if that's what you want. But if your waiver is relatively simple, that might be just an easy way for you to do it. And Google Forms, that's where you could have them, again, embed in your website. And just about everybody in the world has a Google account now, so they'd just be able to just sign in and, you know, and get that Google form done. You know, the other thing you might want to consider, too, is that, you know, is to do a DocuSign. Because this is a legal document, I'm inclined to make sure that you have all your P's and Q's. I don't know if you would have that with a Google form. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you legal advice, but I can just tell you that if people like to sue, you know what I mean? So
right,
I would want
right.
to make sure that everything was all covered. I broke my toenail on the dog sled. I need $5,000, right?
Right, right.
So that's why sometimes it's money well spent not doing it the free way on Google Forms and maybe using Waiver Forever or DocuSign. We use HelloSign because it's a cheaper alternative than DocuSign. So you might want to look at that. It's not as expensive. But this way you have it all done. And what I like about having it electronically on HelloSign, DocuSign, or Waiver Forever, that if in the unlikely event that something were to happen, is that you have the proof that they signed it, and then you also have their IP address, their date, and their time. Mm-hmm. And it feels like I'm better organized than if I just have a piece of paper. Make sense?
It does, yes. Stacks of paper in my basement for years and years at a time. I figured there's got to be
so
a better
way.
So
So tell me about the dogs.
So we have Alaskan Husky sled dogs, and we've been in business for 20 years, where people can learn to drive their own sled dog team up here.
Wow.
And yeah.
What a great time.
Yeah, it's great. And as I, you know, I had posed the question about the waivers, but I actually had to drive down the road to get cell service. And I think maybe this is the least of my technology problems. But, you know,
that's
one question
funny.
Leads to another and that kind of thing. But yeah, so it's a great business. You know, people come from all over to go dog sledding for the winter. It's fantastic. So.
Wow. That's awesome. That's great. You know, and so 20 years, so overnight success. I can see that, right?
Yeah, exactly. With no work at all. And it's just, and you know, the waiver question kind of led me into, if you don't mind, kind of a possibly another question is like an online booking service. Because I know sometimes those do the waivers in there. And do you have a suggestion for online booking? We've never gone that route.
You know what? I'd have to do some research.
Okay.
Because I'd want to find something. I'd want to find something specific for you. Because they're all what's happened now in the whole software as a service industry is that they've become really specialized.
Okay.
So if you were running a winery, that you have a special package just for wineries. You know, if you're running a bicycle tour company, that there's some type of booking platform for bicycle tour companies. I mean, it's, I don't know if there's one for dog sledding, but I bet you there's one for outdoor adventures. And so what I don't want to do is say, oh, this is the greatest one when I haven't done enough homework. And I want to make sure that whatever I say, whatever information that I pass along and whatever recommendation that I can make is that it's always the best. So if you would indulge me with some time, Tasha, I'll do some homework and then we'll put this in one of our free newsletters. And you can get our newsletters over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. We answer a listener question, reader question every single day. So we'll put this on the list to get this done over the next couple of weeks. And Tasha, thank you so much for your call. It always feels so good when I help somebody out. You know the drill. You go to the supermarket. You want that sale price? All right, you have to give them your data. Okay, these smartphone apps, they make purchasing really simple, but it comes at a cost, and that's your privacy. And so many grocery stores are now ditching the physical cards for these apps. But what if you don't want to really download an app? Well, then you're missing out, because if you don't participate in the loyalty programs, what they say in research is that you're going to pay as much as 3 times more for a single item. And over time, that can totally add up. So if you want discounts without the footprint, look for stores that don't require loyalty programs. I'm talking about Trader Joe's and Walmart and Target. I mean, everyone wants the lowest price. Number two, I know it's kind of old, but look for physical coupons. A lot of grocery stores have physical coupons still available, but they're actually on their website. But you have to print, snip, and then you have to hand them in. Number three, ask for the discount anyway. Behind the counter, these cashiers, they usually have a code to charge the digital price without you needing to have a loyalty app or a code. And so, for example, I always do this when I go shopping. I'm like, you know what? Oh, I don't remember what my code is, and I don't remember the phone number it's tied with. Can I use your code? And I'm telling you, 100% of the time, they always say yes, because that's just another data point that I don't think we need to be tracking. And these are the type of tips, by the way, that we pass along every single day with our free newsletters. And I'm so thrilled for all the positive feedback that we've been getting. And thank you for all your kind words. Because if you used to get our newsletters and you're like, oh, they're awful, Kim Komando. Yeah, they used to be awful. They were, I admit it. But they're not awful anymore. I assure you, you're going to love them. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And then there's only two newsletters that we're sending out right now. You get the tech news of the day in the morning, and then the afternoon, you get a digital life hack. That's all. And there's only one advertiser, and everything that you need to read is all self-contained in the newsletter. So that's what's really terrific about it. So sign up at getkim.com. And by the way, if you already get the newsletters, I want you to check the bottom, because there's a referral link. And that referral link means that as you send that out and more of your friends sign up, you earn prizes, even an iPad. So once again, sign up at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.